Yesterday, we told you about the arrest of Maria Ressa in the Philippines. She's the editor of the independent online news site Rappler, which has been openly critical of President Rodrigo Duterte. He's called Rappler a fake news outlet. Ressa was arrested yesterday on charges of cyber libel. Today, she was released on bail, and here's what she said about those charges.
This is political harassment. It is meant to intimidate both me and Rappler into silence. But beyond that, it goes to the heart of the role of press freedom in a society. I mean, in the end, press freedom is not just for the journalists. Press freedom is the pillar of a democracy, of all Filipinos' rights to the truth, so that they can hold the powerful to account. That's what we're demanding now. In my case, it's very personal. I was arrested under circumstances that were, at best, to me, seems malicious, that they did it by making sure that the court, the only court that was open that could have accepted my bail, chose not to do it, and they gave the arrest warrant after all other courts were closed.
Ressa says it's moments like this when it's so critical for journalists to do their jobs, and she hopes that journalists all over the Philippines will refuse to be silent.
Instances like this, with such clear abuse and overreach of power, this only serves to galvanize the community, and not just of journalists, but also of Filipinos who are aware that slowly but surely this is our democracy's death by a thousand cuts.
Ressa says too many leaders around the world are undermining the free press, accusing journalists of fake news in order to avoid accountability. A spokesman for President Duterte maintains the government has nothing to do with the libel charges against Ressa.